The huge Ordway feed yard in eastern Colorado is old school and high tech. Cowboys ride on horseback to patrol the 2,000 acres of penned cattle out here on the plains. But in a tiny shed near the feedlot's office, the heart of the operation is digital.
So this is the computer system that runs all the ingredients and everything here. So this will show what ingredients are being put in. So this monitors everything here. You can see the Zilmax tank is on there, number 4.
Feedlot manager Tyler Carney is disappointed that the number 4 tank is empty. He had to give up using Zilmax when companies quit buying cattle treated with the additive, and its maker, drug company Merck Animal Health, suspended sales. He began feeding Zilmax to the 6,500 head of Holsteins a couple years ago, and he liked the results, a gain of up to 30 pounds just before slaughter.
So we feed it the last 20 days of the feeding period, and when you drive by, you can actually see a physical change in the animal. You know, it's just their chest floors wider and just a boxier animal.
Zilmax, known generically as Zilpaterol, is derived from a family of drugs called beta agonists. They act much like a steroid, turning fat into muscle, creating big bodybuilder-like bovines. The drug was a game changer, producers say, offering the cattle industry a technology that it rarely sees and coming during a difficult time of drought and high feed prices. Before Zilmax was pulled, some 70% of American beef was produced with beta agonists. Now most producers are using Optaflex, another beta agonist made by a rival drug company. But as fast as the pounds piled on the animals on Zilmax, problems popped up. Problems publicized by a high-profile animal scientist.
Push the biology too hard. Then you start to have problems.
Temple Grandin, the Colorado State professor made famous in an HBO film, began noticing problems not at the feed yard, but at the packing plants. Cattle seemed to be heat-stressed, stiff and sore, what she described as looking like they were walking on hot metal. Grandin says she hadn't seen that kind of behavior in 40 years, not until the recent, persistent use of beta agonists.
A beta agonist, the way it works, is it enhances the growth of what's called a fast-twitch fiber. And fast-twitch fiber, like if you're a sprinter, gives you a lot of energy really fast, but then it fatigues out. And a beta agonist makes those fast-twitch fibers bigger.
Merck insists that Zilmax, which is FDA-approved, is safe, and it's now auditing how the product is used. But the use of beta agonists is banned in 160 countries in Asia and Europe, which fear that the drug can affect humans, such as triggering increased heart rates.
And it's really a stark, bright line between the way U.S. regulators look at these materials and what happens in the European Union and other developed countries.
That's Mark Castell of the Cornucopia Institute, an advocate for sustainable and organic farming. Although the U.S. allows the use of beta agonists, the Agriculture Department last month launched a new program called the Beta Agonist Free Certification, hoping to create sales in overseas markets. Castell says there's precedent for that in the U.S. food system. Lots of produce and meats are grown with drugs and antibiotics for American consumers, while the same products are kept free of those agents for overseas markets.
Same thing with many of the genetic engineered crops that have been developed, that if you're growing for an export market, you're going to grow these without GMOs. If you're growing for domestic markets, you can do whatever you want.
The beef industry is happy about the USDA's new beta agonist free certification. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says they welcome the new marketing tool for foreign sales because so many countries have banned U.S. exports.
So we had great trade into Russia until they shut us off earlier this year, and it was about the use of beta agonists. And so this program is put in place to try to get over that hump and hopefully reestablish trade with what has been a pretty important market for us over the years.
So we had our Zilmax in a liquid form. So that blue tank right there is where we kept our Zilmax right there.
Driving around the Colorado feedlot, manager Tyler Carney points out the large blue tank where he kept Zilmax. He's now replaced it with Optaflex. This beta agonist is not as effective as Zilmax, putting about 10 less pounds on an animal in the last days before slaughter. Carney says he's waiting to buy Zilmax again, and he trusts drug trials done by PhDs.
The only thing that I feel is that we didn't make a science-based decision on this, that it was kind of on emotion.
Meanwhile, Merck is working on a new training plan that calls for qualifying feed yards to use Zilmax. But a company spokeswoman says it's too early to speculate on when the product will be put back on the market. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.